I need a weekend from my weekend.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Greg.
A weekend from your weekend? Why?
I don't know. I'm exhausted. I feel like I've gotten nothing done. And it's, maybe actually going back to work and not having to deal with Max for 8 or 10 hours.
What has he done this time?
Excuse me.
Bless you.
He's just a continual handful. He can't play on his own yet, you know, so you have to entertain him every minute he's awake. Just about.
Hmm.
I mean, he does play with Allison for a little bit, but usually that turns into a fight really fast. And yeah, so it's just a ton of taking care of my son. And, you know, Heather does it 5 days a week, so I guess me being home for two, I really can't complain, but I'm going to complain anyway.
Well, you... what's the point? You pay for the ability for Heather to do that?
I pay.
Provide. You provide for the ability for Heather to do that. So, yeah, I mean... You aren't completely out of this equation.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is... when we've done the show recently, mm-hmm. we had two cans of it. This is the Pale Dog from Austin. I don't have the name of their brewery right on the front of the label there. It's Austin...
Mm.
Or Hops and Grain, good. I guess. Hops and Grain.
Yeah. Mm. Smell good.
Yeah, it is Hops and Grain. I thought this was Austin Beer Works or something like that, but no, it's not.
So I was at a Steelers game party over in Wheeling, West Virginia, so that was I was kind of far away. I actually had to make sure, because I actually went there via a carpool, so I was like getting, it was like 6:30, I was like, hey, guys, we kind of got to get out of here. That was fun. I had mostly wine and then some like Shock Top was the beer. Yeah, but you know, whatever. But what's hilarious is, you know, we mentioned this last time. I am pretty much unable to eat. Like I had a plate of stuff and I didn't stuff it full. It was just kind of arranged. I had some ribs, a little bit of ribs, and a little bit of like macaroni and cheese and coleslaw. I didn't have salad because like I have salad every day, so I wanted to no salad this time. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't eat anymore after that. And then they broke out the pies and there was like a lemon meringue and an Oreo pie. So it was like, it's cheat day. Give me the Oreo pie. And they gave me like a quarter of the pie and I could maybe eat a third of it. I was like, oh my God, I feel like my insulin destroying me. No. So it was funny.
That's cool. I remember going through that phase where that's the other thing, you know, with like, I feel like I'm in a funk. I don't have time to cook. I don't have, you know, just because the kids. Oh, it's like, I can't wait till, I don't know, wishing away their childhood. But I just can't wait for the next little step where I can get some of that back. You know, like,
right?
Like, why the hell don't I have time to cook dinner? I don't know, but I don't. You know, it's just like, oh,
because everything you want to make is hard.
It's not hard. Yeah, it takes a little bit of preparation time and. Like, you know,
what I would say is, like, buy your vegetables and stuff, like, frozen or pre-chopped or something. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know they're not quite as good as fresh and chopped yourself. But you're saving yourself a little bit of time, and you can still do that, have that bit of it without, you know, wasting that much time. So you still have that part of your thing together.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, the last couple of days, I feel like I haven't really had tonight, I actually cooked tonight, and we had a good meal tonight, but, like, I just feel, ugh, because I haven't had good meals, like, all week. It's like, ugh, so.
I had pretzels today. First thing is I have some cinnamon capsules, real cinnamon, the actual verum, mm-hmm. as opposed to the cassia, which is what you get in supermarkets and stuff like that. And that was it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's funny that you, you really, it's hard to find cooking cinnamon, you know, the real cinnamon.
But I had to order it online.
Oh, is that where you got it? Mm-hmm. I thought you got it, maybe you got it at like GNC or something. Because they're, you know, they're nutritional supplement type capsules. And but you can kind of just peel them apart. And
yeah. Now, it was hard to find because most of the cinnamon you get, I mean, you can get cinnamon bark and stuff like that, which is, it turns out it's good for fat loss. You can get that around here, but it's all cassia. And most of the places you find cassia, I found that, you know, I found a couple links to things, and that was on Amazon. That's not cassia, so you can get that. And it wasn't that much. It was only like $8. But it's kind of expensive. $8 for 60 capsules, that's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like you can use it to cinnamon toast your thing. But I will say this about the good cinnamon. You don't need to have, if you want to make cinnamon toast, you don't need sugar.
Yeah, yeah, it tasted like a cinnamon sugar mixture, actually, when we tasted it. So that was cool. And, I don't know. What else is going on with you? Like I said, I just am depressed and sad. I need to.
Well, I mean, we just did a show 4 days ago, so there's not too much to kind of go over. Everything that can be said. I did have an argument, an annoying conversation, and then argument with my parents, particularly my mother. But it's a little too personal to go into. I'm sorry. There's some things I just I'll probably talk with Jeff about it, but I can't. My parents aren't here to defend themselves, and I can't speak about them poorly because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're not public figures, so I don't want to make them public figures. And
right.
Yeah, but it's just been, it's aggravating. It's not, and the interesting thing is, it's not about me.
Usually is.
Yeah, yeah, it's not. This time it's about something or someone else, and it's really annoying what I'm having to go through.
I see.
But, so you and I share certain annoyances right now.
Gotcha. Okay, so since you're speaking, you know, yeah, that's hardly an intriguing conversation for anyone. So yeah. Let's just try to change the topic.
Okay, I was on the way home from Wheeling. It's a big van. I'm in the back of the van, and it's I don't know. It's like 40 degrees outside. It felt like had the heat pumped up to like 80 degrees. God, I was like, oh my god, this is a sauna. It was pretty awful, but I didn't say anything because I mean they're older, so I was like, all right, whatever. It's like an hour and I'll be done with this, but wow, that was crazy. I was like being hot air blowing on me.
Wait until you drop like 50 pounds or so, then you're gonna be cold.
Yes and no. I mean, you know, I feel like at my peak I might have been sweating, you know, at that temperature, but I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm just saying in day to day, you'll find, oh, it's cold. Like,
I mean, there's less surface area, right? So I'm going to radiate heat quicker and easier. So it's going to be, so I'm going to find warmer air more comfortable than colder air. That said, it was still high.
I'm sure it was still a hot bus. Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, have I done anything intriguing or interesting to talk about? No. I haven't. I have just been working my butt off, either with work or with family stuff. And
see, we did this, we did the last post show Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
That Wednesday I had gone into work. I went into work both a Tuesday and a Wednesday. So I was at home, I was working from home both Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So I've been at home for the last couple of days, you know, doing work, but that's it. I haven't really been out of the house at all.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from going out to buy some groceries, mostly like fish and beans and that sort of stuff.
I mean, there's been the top. Yeah, that. I mean, the the debate had happened on Wednesday.
Yes.
And now you've heard what everyone thinks about it.
Right, which is pretty much in line with what we thought.
I didn't think it was such an epic fail as it
well, remember that we weren't watching it. We were listening to it.
Yeah, and I guess if you were watching it, it was even more awkward. So, and last night was the rumble in the air-conditioned auditorium, and I guess the live stream failed. I guess their servers couldn't handle it, and they crashed or were bogged down or something.
That's just dumb. That is just dumb. At this point, especially if you're charging for it. They were charging $5 for it. And so they know how many people they're going to get.
Well, I'm sure there were...
And there may have been people who came in.
I'm sure a lot of people. I'm sure 30% or more came in last minute and said, "Hey, I want to buy this at 8 o'clock." You know. So I didn't know. I didn't realize it was on then, and like I realized it at like 8:20. I'm like, "Is that today?" And so I went to the website, and I didn't realize it was a pay only thing. You know, so you know, I would have been one of those guys. I was debating whether to pay for it or not.
I didn't think it'd be that interesting to pay for.
Yeah, I mean, it would just be frustrating trying to talk to O'Reilly.
Yeah.
I was listening to Star Talk, Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast, and they mentioned, I think it was an older one, I was looking for, you know, choice topics in older episodes. And they were talking, they mentioned how the time that he was on Colbert to talk about the tides.
Right, yes, the O'Reilly. Yeah, tides go in, tides go out. Never miscommunication. That must be God.
Yeah, yeah. Sun goes up, sun goes down, tides go in, tides go out.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm having a hard time articulating what I want to say tonight. What I want to say is, yeah, I don't think that the rumble in the air conditioned auditorium was going to be a very substantive or anything, right? I mean, O'Reilly's a brick wall, and Jon Stewart, once he realizes the brick wall, is just going to go comedy, right? I mean, so yeah, so I just really didn't put too much thought into it after I saw that it was a pay event, and I did read some articles this morning about, you know, some of the, not necessarily the transcript, but like some of the topics covered and whatnot. I don't know. That was interesting. Where they were like, half the proceeds go to charity.
Right.
Any science stuff going on? Anything interesting? TVs, movies?
I saw Looper.
Okay. That's the one, Bruce Willis.
And JGL. And, yeah, it was good and a good premise and silly, just silly enough. Yeah, it was fun.
People like time travel movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole twin paradox, especially with this one, because, I mean, what was I only saw, like, the trailer once, but, like, he's a hitman that goes through time to...
No, he doesn't go through time. No. People in the future send back people in order to have them killed.
Oh, so he's like the cleaner.
Yeah, yeah.
And they send them back, and he just takes care of them. And then I guess it himself gets sent back. Is that it?
Well, that, I mean, so the idea is that these people are called loopers, and one of the reasons is because when their contract is done, they're sent back to kill themselves to close the loop. Or their own body is sent back to kill them. And they get a big payoff for it, and so they know they have 30 years with a big payoff before...
Oh, okay. I was going to need help with the premise. So they live like a king until...
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of an interesting premise. I'm trying to get it to sink in. I mean, yeah, if I'm going to live rich enough, I would trade. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, so there's... You know, there's the question. I mean, if I can live rich today and 30 years from now, you know, I'm going to have to be killed, would I do it?
And you have to kill yourself. What happens if you don't? Well, I guess the movie's about what happens when you don't kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But ironically, the movie is not quite about what you think it is. So yeah, there's a premise, and there's an interesting premise, and there, mm-hmm. and that's part of it. But that's the first third of the movie. So that's not the whole entire
movie. Well, I mean, I was kind of thinking it would probably go back on, you know, like a lot of the movies, you know, go into tearing down the system, right? Not just
sort of being killed. Sort of, but not really.
Okay.
Let me just say that the film takes most of the film takes place in an area where at the beginning of the film you wouldn't necessarily think it would take place. So I'll say that. Okay.
All right. I'll have to keep an eye out and watch Looper.
I have Prometheus.
The Blu-ray just came out on DVD. I was thinking to mention that. What I was going to say, and you practically read my mind, was Prometheus is out on DVD Blu-ray. Should I watch it or not? Is it worth the time?
I don't know. Okay. For everything I've heard about it is that the first half of it is awesome, and the second half of it is just god-awful. So it's like it builds this wonderful world and really interesting, and then it just tears it apart with illogical contradictions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I mean, also that, you know, it's a beautiful looking movie and it's wonderfully directed, but the logic and inconsistencies and the things like that just make you want to tear out your brain. Like what?
We didn't talk about Last Resort on the Air, did we?
We did talk a little bit about it. I think we talked about. Because I was listening to a show where I talked about listening or watching the pilot, and then
Wednesday when we were bottling,
yeah,
I told you I watched it.
Yeah,
you said, you know, the acting is pretty rough, but I don't think we talked about it.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about it on the air.
Yeah, it was interesting, but the story arc just felt pushed, contrived, right? It's like, come on, you're gonna make another horrible decision that's just gonna get you deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, it's like, how do you expect to get out alive? You know, what's the end game after you detonate a nuke, you know, outside of Washington, you know?
Yeah, no, it's more than a little silly. And also, I mean, I know this is nitpicky.
I'm pretty sure the boomer captains can't program the trajectories of the missiles. I think that's all set.
That's even more nitpicky than I was going. My nitpicky thing was they say, oh, it didn't harm anybody. I mean, there's fishing boats. There's other things out there. You know, they supposedly detonated it 200 miles out of the ocean. A strange 200 miles or so where you can see the mushroom cloud very clearly.
From New York.
Yeah. From New York. But so they detonated, they say, far enough from the ocean, but still there's going to be fishing boats and people and cruise ships and God knows what, right?
There's that and fallout, right?
Fallout is not that huge an issue. It's much less huge an issue than, especially with a bomb like that. It's the weird thing about it is that because you're not, I mean, an airburst has less than a ground burst. Right. I don't know whether that was a ground burst or not.
And it was probably, it was an H-bomb, right? I mean, it was a fusion. I would presume all our nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I would presume they're all fusion bombs, right?
So there's just going to be a plutonium, you know, first stage igniter type thing. But plutonium, when it vaporizes, that's still bad shit
floating. Yeah, no, it's still bad. I think you could probably put a 10 or 15% increase in cancer rate, and that's probably it.
Yeah. I don't know. Sure, I mean, they were pushed into the situation where, you know, they got shot at, right? Yeah. But trying to find asylum versus, you know, starting a Cold War, two different things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when they went that route, like, stay the fuck off our backyard, off our, out of our property. So yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll probably be one of those shows that doesn't make it through the whole season.
Yeah, probably not. I think that's a 13 in and out. It's not getting great ratings. It's on a rough time slot anyway. I mean, it's up against Big Bang Theory and all the other, you know, mm-hmm. the NBC shows aren't doing that well, but it's up against, it's in a rough position. I don't expect, and American Idol, I don't expect to do very mm-hmm. well. I think now it's the X Factor right now on American Idol.
Ooh.
Oh, whatever. Ooh. Fringe, I was afraid last season it was going to go off the rails, and it has completely.
Okay.
The weird thing, the third season was awesome. The first season of Fringe was kind of like shaky, and the second season was kind of shaky until it kind of solidified itself and got its footing and got mm-hmm. better and better. And the third season was awesome. And then the fourth season was like, started awesome, and then really quickly just kind of dropped the ball.
Gotcha.
And this fifth season is just like, oh my god, this is just it's kind of X-Files bad. So I'm
probably like the first two episodes of the first season, the only ones I watched, which were like, oh come on,
yeah,
nah, oh yeah, oh, no, this like too painful to watch. So I never went back after that.
I mean, the third season of Fringe is great TV.
Okay.
So what else is Elementary is actually, you know, like I said, the Sherlock Holmes thing on CBS. Mm-hmm. It's very clearly a police procedural. So it's fashioned that model, but Johnny Lee Miller does a decent Sherlock of his own. It's a little different, a little bit the same. And I would say if you're interested in the Sherlock character, and that's kind of fun for you, then it might be something to just watch. You know. It's more a guilty pleasure than it is like an awesome show, mm-hmm. but guilty pleasures are fine if they're, you know, interesting enough. And I've had a good time watching the last two. So
cool. I'm trying to think. I haven't really caught. I'm trying to think if I've caught any other new shows, or even season premieres. Just Sons of Anarchy, I think.
Community starts, the new Dan Harmonless Community starts on the 19th. That should be interesting. I'm curious about it. I mean, so here's what has to go for. There are some of the writers from the last season are still on this season. Mm-hmm. Of course, all the character actors are there, and they were all got really good at their parts. But that show was Dan Harmon.
Okay.
The attitude of that show and the comedy of that show and the characters on that show were all pure Dan Harmon, like distilled Dan Harmon. So you take bourbon out of the equation for your bourbon barrel beer.
Now, how is this going to manifest itself in the metaverse of Community? Like, is Abed going to be like a completely different person now?
I think it's likely that Abed is going to be the one who changes the most. Because
I mean, more so,
no, because
intentionally, you know, like.
Well, no, I don't know where the metaverse is going to change, but I think the way that Abed is written will change the most. I think still wacky things will happen at Greendale, mm-hmm. but Abed will either be less aware and more jokey, or will be too far. I don't know. I mean, we'll see, right? I mean, these are. Actors that have a good grasp of their characters, their writers that still understand the characters. Mm-hmm. It's just Dan Harmon, the guy who made the characters and who wrote them and who you know labored over them, is not there. It'll be interesting. It was my favorite show for three seasons. I don't know whether it's going to still be my favorite show. I don't know whether this is going to. It's obviously going to bias me in some way against it. I don't know how much. And but I'm still curious to see what they do with it. They have 13 episodes of the last season. They're going to do it. Yeah, why not? You know, if it's bad, it's bad, and we can just think of the only three seasons as the canon of the show.
There you go. The official,
yeah.
The official Community.
Right.
This other stuff's just fan fiction.
Exactly.
That's funny. And what, remind me, why is Harmon, why did he get booted out?
So,
was it the screw him out of syndication or something like that?
No, not actually, no, because he's been there for 3 years. He created the show. He still has a consulting producer credit.
Okay.
Just by doing nothing, he gets syndication money, period. What it was it worked like this. Harmon had a habit of doing things longer than necessary, than people wanted to, spending more time on the scripts people wanted to, taking longer, spending a little bit more money than other people wanted to. And so he did that, so he pissed off some executives. At the same time, his show was not a ratings hit. Mm. If his show was a ratings hit, that wouldn't matter. If he didn't piss off executives and the show wasn't a rating hit, that wouldn't matter. But he did both. And so they were like, all right, the show was given a 13-episode thing to get through it. The last, and at this point, the longer a show gets, the more money people make.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, well, we can either keep Harmon on, and Harmon has not been successful and probably won't be successful already, or we can, do a Hail Mary and see if changing the showrunners will get us more ratings.
I see.
And so that and it was, it was an easy, frankly, it sounds like an easy choice business wise for them to make.
Mm-hmm.
We have this option. We can either keep it going as it is, and it's not going to get any better, or we can shoot a Hail Mary and see if it works. And that's what they did. Shot a Hail Mary. And so Harmon's off the show, and they brought in these other guys, and these guys who will listen to what they have to say more, or at least will pretend to listen more.
Come on, we need to punch this scene up a little bit more. Come on.
I mean, here's what I know. Harmon shared one of the meeting notes from Sony, which was for the D&D episode. Remember the D&D episode?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of their meeting notes. Don't do this episode. That was one of the best episodes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
All right, let's get on drinking some beer.
All right.